today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, Salaamu Alaikum. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because today we're going to speak about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Sunday, is the 21st of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Like always, we'll listen to a verse from the Holy Quran for today, verse 63 of chapter And fall from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
And brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet of Islam strove against social prejudices. According to the Prophet of Islam, trampling the right of others disrupts peace and security, resulting in the hatred and discord. Even in the statements of his last days, the Prophet warned Ummah against discord, saying, O people, your blood and properties are forbidden for each other. Beware that every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, and Muslims are brethren to each other.
حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي
Under the title of Morals and Behavior of the Holy Prophet, we listen more. The more science and technology advances, the greater is the need for the observance and practice of the teachings and instructions of divine prophets in human societies. This is because science and technology provide only machines and instruments and by no means prevent their misuse by human beings. The terrible rise in murder, other felonies, corruption, suicide, and so forth clearly points to this very fact. If morality, which is a significant part of the teachings of divine prophets, does not prevail and govern in human societies, surely not only will advanced science and technology fail to ensure human peace and prosperity, but they will add to our problems and miseries. The sublime celestial morals of the Prophet brought about the waves of the revolution of Islam, first in Arabian society and afterwards all over the world. In the light of this all-embracing spiritual and intellectual resurrection, dispersion turned into unity, unchastity into chastity, idleness into hard work, and Arab arrogance to modesty and affection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. In this show, we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more science and technology advances, the greater is the need for the observance and practice of the teachings and instructions of divine prophets in human societies. This is because science and technology provide only machines and instruments, and by no means prevent their misuse by human beings. The terrible rise in murder, other felonies, corruption, suicide, and so forth clearly points to this very fact. If morality, which is a significant part of the teachings of divine prophets, does not prevail and govern in human societies, surely not only will advanced science and technology fail to ensure human peace and prosperity, but they will add to our problems and miseries. For the exploiters and colonists utilized advanced technology and sciences for their own satanic purposes. They murder or make homeless millions of human beings, as they have always done, and trample upon the rights of the weak and the defenseless. We have seen it in last four, three, let's say, centuries ago, and their traces and the scope of their miseries can be seen and observed even till today. As a matter of fact, the only factor that can halt man's restive soul and control his stormy instincts and passions, and thus utilize science and technology for human prosperity and pacific life, is true morality, which originates in faith in God. The moral teachings and precepts of the divine prophets and their moral behavior are the best means of leading man to his ideal life. It goes without saying that both in personal and social, and in social life, the observance of moral principles is required of all. However, for those who must lead societies and guide the people, this requirement is much greater, because first, the one who is the instructor of society must himself be a model of supreme moral behavior and excellent human characteristics, so he will be able to wipe moral decay out of people's hearts and minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, "Thus it is due to mercy from God that you deal with them gently, and had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would certainly have dispersed from around you."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Today's a special. You're listening to, this is IRIB English Radio. And this part, the Prophet among the people. The Holy Prophet of Islam possessed the magnificent status of prophecy and divine leadership, but his manners in dealing with the people and his way of life were so simple and gentle that when he was among the people and newcomer wanted to know about him, he had to ask, "Which one of you is the Prophet?" He had no love for luxuries or the illusions of this mortal world. He was never enchanted by any worldly things, and he invariably looked upon this world's life as a passing one. The Holy Prophet of Islam spoke in short, meaningful sentences and was never seen or heard to interrupt anybody's speech. He never spoke with a morose face, nor did he ever apply rough, awkward words. Unlike grands and despotic rulers, the Holy Prophet of Islam never looked at those who were addressing him with half-closed eyes.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved. Truly you are most just and kind.
You're our Prophet, our beloved, truly you are most just and kind.
We have a short part about valuable lesson from Prophet Muhammad's life, and that was, we can summarize it into one sentences, and that is, he upheld the truth at all times. Yes, before that miraculous night when the Holy Prophet was appointed as the final messenger, the whole city of Mecca called him by the worthy name of As-Sadiq al-Amin, means the honest, the trustworthy. This not only placed the people's firm belief and trust in him, but when he finally began to preach the religion of Allah, people adhered to his attestations.
What the Prophet means to us as Muslims all around the world. For we know that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is significant to all Muslims, not only as the Prophet of Islam, but also as the role model for all Muslims. In fact, this is how the Quran describes the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. God says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. In the Messenger of God, there is a great exemplar, a great role model for you, O believers. One of the important aspects of the life of the Prophet is his ethics, his ethical character. God describes the Prophet and his ethics in the Quran. He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are, O Prophet, O Messenger, of sublime moral character. The Prophet had great character, and it is this aspect of his life that, first and foremost, it is important for us to emulate. Because the Prophet himself says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That the main reason why God sent me is so that I can help people perfect the nobility of their character, to make them better when it comes to their ethical and their moral character.
Thank you. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to us. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. We'll learn more about the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Inshallah. Thank you and have a nice time.
Mustafa, anta al-Nabiyul Amin, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen, rahmatan lil alamin, jitta bil haqqil yaqeen. Anta al-Nabiyul Amin, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen, rahmatan lil alamin.